Blog Talk Radio.
The fabulous Dr. Sue on the line with us today. And as you guys know, every second Thursday at 10 p.m., Dr. Sue is in the house, as she stated in the chat room. Dr. Sue is in the house. How you doing tonight, Dr. Sue?
I'm just peachy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just going to just, like, let this roll right here because you know what we need to do today, guys? Let's hear it.
Shock, the trying sea, every other Thursday on the Intune Show with Miss P and Dr. Sue.
That's right. So that's what we're trying to do today.
Over it.
It's okay.
I love these things, man. You're bros, I'm telling you. They are so talented. I just love them.
Exactly.
Sometimes I just sit there and play it over and over again just because I'm weird.
It's
especially
not because you're
one.
Weird. No, it's not because you're weird, because I do it too on my own downtime, you know? I'm supposed to be working on something and I'm playing Thank You Could Shock the Dark. Like it's a song.
They're so good at these things, man. They're so good at making them.
Definitely, but you're so good at what you do too. And I just wanted to say to you, Dr. Sue, to start the show off tonight that, you know, I've got a lot of feedback in regards to Dr. Sue. It was all awesome stuff. And it just kind of made me tear up a little bit because I was just like, I knew it.
Oh, God, if it's making you tear up, I'll be a blubbering idiot. Okay, so tell me some. Feed my ego. Come on. Make me even more dominant.
That's what I'm about to do. Okay, well, first of all, like, people was like, you know what, the show is going well, and they're really proud of, you know, the steps and the progression, because in such a short time, I've been saying to everybody that I've been doing this for like 2 years, but in actuality, it's only been a year and change.
And
so,
look at the people you are interviewing.
Exactly.
But it's blowing my mind. You keep coming up with these interviews, and I'm like, holy crap. You are doing very well, very, very
no,
well.
No, but I couldn't have done this and gotten to this degree if you weren't a part of the team to help me, because as all you guys know, Dr. Sue is so awesome. She has her own thing going on in bed with Dr. Sue. She also has her own set of clients, and she has the drsuereview.com where you guys can go and reference her, because I've been on her site a lot lately, more than ever, actually, just, you know, reading. But you definitely have a lot to gain by just going on the website and reading. And the thing that's so awesome about Dr. Sue and what everybody's talking about in the whole is how she's so giving and loving, and how perfect, you know, it is that we're together as a team, you know.
Yeah,
because
I can
it
see
just
that.
Goes
that's
hand
actually
in hand.
Really true, because you know, you give so much. You are constantly trying to uplift and enlighten, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm just doing it in a more seedy area.
No, it's okay, because we all need that, you know, and I'm going to even start branching out in the CD area, because I said, you know what, we only live once, and I need to just start living my life and doing the Dr. Sue review and just definitely being in bed with Dr. Sue, and everything that Dr. Sue do, I need to do, period, point blank, and all you guys need to, too. But to sum it up, and not to take up too much of the show, is it just to say that I was just really, really blown away, in a sense, but not really, because you're awesome. and I tell you this all the time, how much I appreciate and I love you. But, you know, people that I would never think that would just basically give a compliment at all was like, woohoo, Dr. Sue's on, it's Thursday night. And blowing my mind because people actually know our schedule. People actually know.
Awesome. I'm loving
it. Right, like 818-495-6975. Like, yeah, really, really, it's catching on. It's catching on.
It is. This is so cool.
Right, so everyone loves you, and they're so glad that you're part of the show. I mean, like I keep trying to tell them, like, venture over to In Bed with Dr. Sue as well, not just on the Intune show. We have to support Dr. Sue's show as well. So definitely, please, please, please. It's awesome that she's here.
My
you have to be fair.
Show mm-hmm. isn't for everybody because there's some people who are still, you know, not ready. I mean, it's just everybody's ready in their own time to learn stuff and learn new things, and that's okay. I'm still there. I'm there for everybody. I'm there to, you know, enlighten and educate and uplift and let everybody
Yay.
Just be.
Yes, and that's why you're so awesome and why everybody loves you so much. And I know that no one loves you more than me, damn it, and they could fight me on it. You could fight me, okay? Or you can email me about it, and let's just powwow about it at intuneshow@aol.com and put in the
Make
subject.
Make sure you CC me on all the emails, because, like, seriously, I'll just hook it up to an IV and sit here as my head gets bigger. I won't be able to get through my own door pretty soon, but that's okay. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh,
Dawn just said in the chat room that my show is great. Thank you, Dawn.
No, it is. It
He's
totally
such a good
is.
Supporter.
Yeah, you know what, Dawn, you know, Foot, Sissy, I see
you going Foot.
Stop making me laugh.
And
you know,
Sheila and
Sheila.
Madam Devilish. And
yes.
Tonight we got Mindy Madison. Mindy Madison is actually a very, very, very popular Dom. Doms are in the house.
Yay. I wouldn't want it any other way, because when Dr. Sue is on, she brings the heat with her. I just want to put that out there real quick, you know.
Damn right.
I really
I'll bet you got some juicy stuff for me this week, don't you?
It's not really even juicy. I don't think no one can shock you, but I'm waiting on it. We actually have someone on the line, and they've been holding for a while, so I'm just going to go ahead and put them on,
Ooh,
Doc.
Okay.
And as you guys already know, that this is Shock the Doc, so whoever can come up with the most shocking thing, you never know what you'll get. So let's see, 904, you're on the line with Dr. Sue and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm a new rapper called Hollow Woods, and I'm just kind of checking out the Dr. Sue show because I heard about it from Intune. How you doing, Miss Intune?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. So how you doing, Dr. Sue?
I'm doing excellent. Who did you say this was? Is this Hollow?
Yes, Hollow
Woods. Yes, I'm a new rapper.
I'm a new rapper.
Okay, you guys have got to get into, like, these guys need a handbook. I've decided all rappers need some sort of communication because you guys keep picking the same names. There's a holla that calls in, too. So there's a lot of hollas out there.
There's a lot of holla? Yes, I'm King.
There's a lot of hollas out
there. I'm going undercover. I'm going undercover.
Oh, are you
really
cool?
What I'm trying to do. Yeah, I'm going undercover because I really want to see who's out there to inspire them to keep going, who's out there that really say if they can spit. Who, you know, I'm really going back into sheep's clothing right now for a while. So, you know, that's why I call myself Hollow Woods.
He's
going
to be observing. He's going to be a person who observes. That's really fun to do, though.
No, definitely.
Yes.
So tell us, do you have anything that you want to share with us as far as a confession? You have a question for the doc. Anything, any insight
thing?
You want to gain from the doc tonight? Yeah, this is a Shock the Doc segment.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to hear stuff that's shocking. Okay. My ex-baby mother threw gasoline down the stairs and then continued to throw a match when I was talking to her sister downstairs. When I was 17 years old, I had a girl that tried to run me 3 blocks and tried to run me over full speed with a white Mazda. Really, let me think. I got cut on my neck by a pregnant woman because, you know, I refused to come over. I got pulled into a fight because of my homeboy and his baby mother, and she was looking for him, and I kept lying. I mean, do we want to go to mental issues?
Anything you want. I have a question for you, though.
Go ahead.
Why, Holly, do you keep fucking pissing everyone off? What the hell are you doing that people are trying
do.
To light
that's
your ass
you
on fire
do.
And run you over? I mean, seriously, what did you do?
Oh, man.
You know, a lot of ladies,
oh, man.
Too.
Oh, I got mad at the girl one time and told her I danced in front of the goddamn apartment complex in my boxers. So I went out there and danced in front of the apartment complex in my boxers.
Yeah, baby, that's the way you do it. Give everybody something to talk about at dinner.
You goddamn right. You know, if everybody wants to be all in our business, I'm going to make sure they get in our business.
Oh, yeah, give them something to talk about, baby. If you're going to do,
yes.
You know, yeah.
That's
then
how my mama raised me,
start doing the freaky shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's what how my mama raised me. You know, you want to go out there and try to have loud arguments. I was quiet at one time. And then, you know, you want to go out there and try to embarrass me in front of people. I'm going to give you people something to talk about. So I stripped down
there
my
boxes. There you
go. And I
started
dancing.
It's a classic case of mind your business.
Yeah,
and if they're not going to mind their business, then you might as well just get out there and give them something to talk about. I like that.
And then give them something to talk about.
That's right. Go holla.
Okay, for real.
Oh,
I love it. I love Dr.
Yeah,
Sue, guys, and I just love when you call in too, Hollow, because, you know, you be bringing it with you. I never know what you're going to talk about. Seriously, I never know what you're going to talk about.
This is a different Hollow, though.
This is one time.
This is
one
King
time. Hollow. Yeah, this is me. This is me. I'm going undercover for a while. Yeah,
it's really,
okay,
this
so
is really him.
He's disguised as Hollow Woods. Okay, now I'm thinking we got two Hollows and we don't.
Right, it's the same one. He's incognito right now.
Seriously, you guys? My cracker ass is showing, so I'm not keeping up with this.
Oh, man.
I'm glowing in the dark over here. Come on now.
She was lost for a second. She was like, there's two Hollows?
Okay, but there's three Hollows, really. It's King
Hollow, and then there's other Hollows, but there's only one King Hollow, and I really kind of took the King off for a while because I want to sit back and see what are y'all bringing to the table that I wasn't bringing to the table. You know, were you doing the things I was? You know, was you sitting up telling rappers, you know, call your phone, let me show you how to elevate your bars, let me show you how to elevate your mind, let me show you the type of stuff that I listen to get your mind on another level instead of this dumb shit that you're listening to now. Let me show you the poetry that I studied growing up that'll put you on another level. Let me show you something about Maya Angelou. Let me show you something about, you know what I'm saying, haikus and, you know what I'm saying, conscious rappers and basically, you know, let me show you the process and the steps that I went through to get to where I'm at. So
yeah, let you show them how to dodge a car and dodge, you know, gasoline and... Yeah, you did this. I mean, you like the billion-dollar man right now. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you didn't do nothing yet. That's
a fucking cat. That's what he is.
He's
a cat.
He's
got nine lives.
That's the milestone. Let me tell you about
7 lives ago.
Holy. Let me tell you something. That's the mile story. I'm going to tell you one time how I cheated on this girl, and she came through my neighborhood with an AK.
What?
Yes, so came to my neighborhood with an AK.
I'm really. Now, what are you doing?
An AK?
Seriously, a baby AK. Yes, a baby AK.
Like one of those gun
that's
things.
Why,
like, really?
One of those gun things.
About, you know, that's why I love it. Miss
you're so urban.
You like, so I'm scared and I'll bust off my gun because, you know, I know women that really did this. You know, women that were busting off in broad daylight. You know, broad daylight. You know, she tried, and then she went to go get something that said it was going to flip cars. I didn't really try to chance that, so I left. And guess what?
Yeah.
I have decided that Hollow is going to now be my new super fly.
Exactly.
Because he is very super fly.
Okay, he is. And you are the king
guy.
Right now, for real. No
I
one
mean,
can
I
take
can
that.
Hear, I can hear that song playing as he's walking down the street, you know.
Okay, for real.
You don't know what I'm talking
man.
About, do you? That's
no,
where
I do
your
know.
Time is being
I'm all the way there with you. Like, I know. For real.
Oh,
you
man.
Are the man, and you're the king.
Hey,
that's
look, you're
all
talking
I have
to somebody
say.
That's been listening to Shaft CD. I was the first one to buy Shaft CD. The CD, not the 8-track. I said CD.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but
the
I
first
can
one
remember
to buy the
8-track,
CD.
Sweet Pea, so there you go. That's just wrong.
And I remember just,
I thought
you know,
that was like
band.
A CCR
no.
back in the day.
Oh no, I get more shocking. It was that one time I broke that VCR because I was watching that little Kim porno, and my mama was about to walk in the door in about 5 minutes, and I was trying to fix it with a screwdriver and a hammer.
So you just
you were trying to fix the video with a screwdriver and a hammer? That's not
no,
nice of you,
to
little
the,
Kim.
Damn tape out.
What'd she do?
I was trying to get the tape out.
And did you get it out, or did your mother come at you with an AK?
She got it out, man.
Okay, okay, I figured, you know. I figured the man has to have been growing up with a, you know, gun pointed at him. He's so calm about it.
That's why I love
Hala
so
had to
teeth
on somebody's gun bite.
I can't even take
bite.
This conversation anymore. I can't take it anymore. I mean, this is...
I mean, no,
like,
no,
yeah,
I had some fucked up things. Like, your mom would walk in on the only sex part on the whole movie. Like, you know, Monster's Ball, it takes about an hour in that motherfucker to get to the sex scene. And I ain't know nothing about it. So I finally get to the sex scene. She talking about, make me feel good. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make myself feel good. Mama bust open and got down, unlocked the door, talking about, get your lazy ass up. What is this? I'm like, oh, my God, no. Could you just step out the room for about a few more minutes? I'll be out there to wash the dish as soon as I finish. You nasty son of a bitch.
Okay. Wow.
And that was when Hala got the belt.
Yes. But we appreciate you giving us a call and sharing all those amazing stories, because I know that probably didn't shock Dr. Sue, but it shocked Miss P, really.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we're talking about AKs.
It would be so much easier if we got you shocked.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no,
I mean,
I don't
it don't take much for me to get shocked, for real. Just tell
shocked.
Me that you just, like, you know,
shocked.
You drunk out of the bottle and put it back in the fridge.
I'm
going to
tell you one
no?
more thing that was shocking when I was growing up. I'm going to tell you one more thing shocking before I
okay.
leave.
Okay.
My grandma was
thing.
A track runner. My grandma was a track runner. Mm-hmm. Grandma was a track runner.
She was a track
so
runner? What do you mean by that?
She had that switch? Yeah. We did the
oh, she used to catch you.
Every time she wanted to whoop me.
Oh, my God. I think that was
now,
it with everybody.
Guys, just, there's too much violence.
Okay.
You guys have to learn to love each other and stop hunting each other down with AKs.
My grandma did love me. That's why she chased me down with the switch.
Okay. At least it wasn't a gun. At least it wasn't loaded.
That's true.
But thank you so much, Hala. We have some more callers on the line, so we're going to take a few more calls. But we appreciate you for tuning in and, you know, sharing your stories with us as usual.
Thank you, Hala.
Always. I love to share my dysfunctional stories. Anytime.
And I love that you do, too, because I get to gain, like, you know, really laugh. So thank you.
Anytime.
You're the best,
yeah. Hala. Yeah, so thank you, King Hala. So we have 403. You're on the line with Dr. Sue and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's Mindy Madison.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi.
That was so rehearsed. I just want you to know that. We have, like, a little sensor that says, say it now, Doc. Say it now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, yeah, we don't have a clue. So if there's pauses or we talk over each other, it's because we can't see each other.
Okay. So I was listening to the last guy, Hollywood.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Hollow? Mm-hmm.
Hollywood.
Oh, whatever.
I
yes.
think about that,
Hollywood.
Oh,
I thought
listening
it was
to this.
Hollywood.
H-O-L-L-O.
Okay. So he was telling a story about how he cheated on a girl, and that made me think of the story that I want to tell.
So
it might not be shocking, but I'm sure every woman in here will just love it.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I hope it's a story of revenge.
It is a story of revenge.
I knew it.
You can't revenge.
You're not going to get a revenge story from a dom. It's just not going to happen. Okay, go. This is going to be good.
All right. So this girl came to my house one day who I only kind of sort of knew from girls who were supposed to be my friends, but these specific friends weren't really friends. They were whatever. So this girl comes over. She's like, Mindy, we're friends, right? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. She's like, well, friends don't keep secrets, right? Like, uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Well, your boyfriend, Chad, anyways, told me in detail how he was, like, getting around her group of friends. So needless to say, I wasn't happy, but I don't respond, you know, the way a lot of people do. I get, you know, I want revenge. That's always what I want is revenge. If I'm angry, I'm always out for, that's just the way I deal with it. So anyways, I was plotting what I could do for revenge, something that would be realistic.
But you don't know yet if this is even real, or are we just
no,
assuming?
I know it's real. He's It's real. It's real. So anyways, I then come up with this plan with the help of my friend to pretend like he has AIDS and that I'm concerned for myself, and I would just confide in them as my friends, really just trying to scare them and make them think they now have AIDS when it was just bullshit, you know? And so I did that. I went to their house, and I had crocodile tears, and they invited me in. What's wrong? What's wrong? And meanwhile, these are the whores that, you know, fucked my boyfriend. So I'm like, oh, my God, I just found out from his mom he's got AIDS and la, 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 you know? And they're like, oh, my God, are you okay? And, you know, trying to console me as quick as they could because I was not on their fucking mind for much more than a couple of minutes. So I left, and like 2 hours later, this other girl comes to my house, and she's like, what did you say? You know? And I'm like, why? And, well, they're freaking out. And the next day, they had the HIV blood work on the kitchen table. So then I told the one girl, I'm like, you know, it's not even good enough having just one because it can't always determine it. You have to wait and stress for another 6 months, you know? Anyways, that's my
opinion. I like it.
No,
and to
but
this
that's
day,
true, though.
I know one of the girls still, and they still think he has AIDS.
Brilliant.
Great. Yeah. That's
and
he doesn't
so
know.
Brilliant.
He doesn't even know. They dropped him like a hot potato. He doesn't even know that there's like a group of people running around the city that thinks he has AIDS.
Right. But you know what? The thing that is true, though, most of all, is that, yeah, you don't know right away. So you can run.
No, you
and
don't.
This is just to the listeners, you know, that think that, okay, you take a blood test. And it shows up right away. It does not
no.
show up right away for everyone.
No, and I
want to
say one of the girls was not, didn't, like, fuck him, you know? She just made out with him. And he was in a car accident and had a cut on his mouth. So I was like, oh, you know, you could get AIDS from the cut, too. You know what I mean? So you can, you know, there's you don't just have to have sex to catch it. And, no, it's not just one test. Yeah. Anyway, the point is I inflicted at least 6 months of stress on them, so I was quite happy.
Right.
So
right,
how did
exactly.
you get him, though?
Well, because I got him, because he's got a bunch of people that thinks he has AIDS. Isn't that bad enough?
I know, but it would be so much better if it got back to him.
I don't know.
Let him go, well, where the hell did this come from? I don't have it. Like, I would, that's the best part, man. I want to see him on the hamster wheel. That's the best part, man. You gotta
yeah.
leak it to the boy.
Mhm. How long ago was this, Mindy?
Oh, it was several years.
Oh, poo.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
I was gonna say
so
you could have like had somebody go up and go, man, I'm really sorry that you got the AIDS. And,
yeah, no, it's too
you
long
know.
Ago for any of that. No.
Yeah,
that
won't work.
Yeah, but
oh,
it was a good one. It was a devilish one. It really was. That was good.
I thought
what do you
it
think
was pretty good for revenge, you know? Like, I thought it was pretty crafty.
Yeah,
I
totally.
I loved it for revenge. That was brilliant. Loved it, Mindy. So while you're on, Mindy, tell everybody what your website is.
Mm-hmm. MistressMindy.com, MistressMindy.net.
There you go.
Wow. So it's two different ones.
Well, one is a Night Flirt version, and one is my main one. MistressMindy.com is the main one that you guys will all want to go and look at.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go look at both of them right now because I'm nosy. But I do appreciate you sharing your story with us and tuning in, most of all, and also for retweeting and all the awesome stuff that you do. You know, I bow down.
Oh, God. All right.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Take care, Mindy. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you know, I hear mistress.
See,
I automatically
what you
get.
What you gotta understand is we're not really used to the chicks bowing down. So it's just, it's usually
right, well,
guys.
I'm learning. I'm freaking learning. You know, somebody has to tell me
always,
in the chat room what to
okay.
do.
There are exceptions to every rule, but for the most part.
Right. Okay, so I don't bow down. So the female doesn't
and
bow down, in
other
words.
And you have to remember about people who are female supremacists. I'm going to be doing a female supremacy article on the website because I'm getting a lot of people asking me about that. When you are a female supremacist, you're not going to bow down to another woman because you're equal.
Oh.
That's what that
so
is.
So then I'm being considered a supremacist. I mean, I don't know. What's my position on the will? Like, I really don't know.
I don't know. You would have to know, you know. To me, I think women are genetically, and this is really going
to
stir things up. I think women are genetically superior to males.
Mm-hmm.
We are mentally superior to males.
Uh-huh.
We are superior to males on every level. And when you really sit down and think about it, boys, Holla's going to have a heart attack on this one. Y'all start out as girls.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. So
Right. Think
about that for a minute.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I'm trying to figure out, because, you know, I'm just trying to be respectful. I'm like, I hear mistress,
oh, no,
and I
no,
know
no.
mistress
you
are
know,
very
she
dominated.
Wasn't upset. No. No, she's not upset. I was just teasing.
No, I know she's not upset. I'm not upset either for saying it. I'll say it again. No, I'm so I'll bow down. But, yeah, so it was one thing I wanted to bring up really quick. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a little earlier prior to the show, and we were working on some stuff for the show, and I was like, dag, you know, all of this is coming together so well. You know, what I'm going to have to do, how much is this going to cost me or whatever? So then me being funny and trying to be funny, so to speak, and down at the same time, I was like, oh, so I wonder how much ASS I'm going to have to give you.
I love it that
and
you
then,
tell it. It's
and,
so cute.
And then they said, okay, hold on one sec. And I started instantly laughing because I just got a kick out of me even being that bold to say that, right? And mm-hmm. they keep on talking about the stuff that, okay, this is how this worked and this is how this worked. And then the next thing you know, they're like, what did you just say? And I was like, yeah, I was just wondering how much ASS I had to give you for all of this good stuff you're doing. And then they were like,
right over their head.
Right, like, hold on, let me get my ASS calculator. And I was like, what? The ASS calculator is going to make an app for that because you know how much ass is old.
What confused them was you saying ASS. No one's used to that. I mean, seriously, most people expect an adult to say the word ass. That's why. So he's probably going ASS. No, remember, you're also asking very simple people to spell, and that's not always a good thing. I realize ASS is simple, but there are some who can't spell too. So think about that for a minute.
God.
They're probably sitting there going, ASS, is that some sort of association?
Right, exactly. It was hilarious. It was hilarious because now I was like, okay, that's good. Let me write this down and take notes. Now, this person always takes notes. So when I said that, it's like, hey, that's a good one. That's notes, you know. But if it was a such thing as a ASS calculator, how much would it be old would be hilarious. So I just thought that was like a cute little thing that she on the show.
It's cute, and it's even better that it went over their head.
Right, like what? What did you just say? Like, yeah, you know, like if I just auctioned myself off, you know, what happened?
There's
did
a reason
you
why
that?
Your first name is Precious, you know that. Because everything you do is precious, I swear. It's like you're the most adorable little thing on the planet. It's like you're,
Thank
and you're
you.
So sweet and so innocent and... I
I'm not really
so
innocent.
Evil,
I said ASS.
You,
I said
I
ass
it.
Before. Look, I said ass now, guys. Ass, okay? Do I feel proud of myself?
Oh,
no. But
okay,
I did
so
it.
Two swears I've got you to say out loud. That's not good. I really am leading you to the dark side.
It's
but
happening.
But remember, as I always say, come to the dark side. We have baked goods. It's fun over here.
Baked goods. And I love baked goods, by the way. So
who
anyone
doesn't?
Can cook.
Who doesn't? Come on over.
Exactly. Sissy said, oh, my virgin ears. Exactly. I had to cover them. I had to do earmuffs on mine. I don't know if anybody seen that movie, like, you know, when he was telling the little boy, oh, my God, I can't even think of the name of it right now. I have to get back to you guys. But he told the little kids, in order for him not to hear the bad things that was coming out of his mouth, he was like, put your earmuffs on. But he put his hands over his ears. Like, he still couldn't hear them, but he could still hear them. So that's what made it hilarious. So I have to put my earmuffs on when I curse, guys. Seriously.
Because
anyway.
If you don't hear it, it doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly. If I just cuff
so
them
there
around
you go.
My ear,
that works. You just
it
put
deflects the
earmuffs the
vibration.
On and away you go.
Exactly. So do you have any questions, anything juicy, Doc, to share tonight?
What do I have for you this evening? I have some questions. So let's
Yay.
Find something really, really salacious.
I love that word.
Oh, come
sexy.
On.
It's
some
sexy.
Of these are just like...
What's that? He cursed like a sailor.
Who curses like us? Oh, I know, because these guys in the chat room, Ms. D, or Madam Devilish was just going on about a thing she did to get back at somebody. But she won't call in. But then I don't think her phone's working well.
Right. Actually, so you couldn't get her to curse
callers.
On radio.
What's the worst excuse or argument you've ever heard?
Oh, my goodness. I'll do it later. That's the worst excuse.
That's the worst excuse?
Yeah, like, I'll do it later. To me, that
sucks.
What like,
my
what do
dog
you mean?
Ate my homework.
Well, you know what? I believe that because my Yorkie eats paper like crazy. I can't put anything down where she can grab it, and she's only less than 3 pounds, and she grabs everything and rip it up. So I believe that one. I buy it for
go.
The first time. I do.
Okay, hold on. Do men need good sex to open up emotionally? There's a good one. Okay, so let me say that one more time because I just spewed
mm-hmm.
that too fast. Do men need good sex to open up emotionally?
Hmm.
No. There's plenty of men that don't have sex at all that can open up emotionally. I think it depends on the human being. I don't think it depends on, I mean, yeah, maybe some guys, when they have sex, are able to open up a little bit more, but don't forget that men are very easy to compartmentalize
mm-hmm.
that sex is just sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the two necessarily go together. What do you think?
I don't think anybody, whether it's men or women, you know, that good sex gets them to open up. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know. I'm not a doctor as you are, and, you know, everyone else
I'm
has probably
doctor.
More specialized in this whole, like, field of sex, you know. But I don't know. I don't think that you have to have emotions to, you know, or someone can get you to open up through sex, because sometimes the sex sucks. So maybe if
and
I do have an emotion, you make me angry.
And sex, I think, even though there is an emotional aspect to it,
mm-hmm.
it is still kind of two separate things. And people will argue that with me, I'm quite sure. But it is. It's got
mm-hmm.
it's different. You know what I mean, because you're one of the ones that can have sex and walk out the door and not give a damn.
That's so true.
Which is
Amen.
Rare for women.
Ding,
let me
ding,
tell
ding,
you
ding,
that
ding, ding,
rare.
Ding. Oh, sorry. I didn't know. We didn't have a little bell, so I just had to demonstrate that a little bit.
We have to get you some sound effects. I got
no,
a whole
we
bunch
do.
Of sound
I have,
effects
I have
on
CR
mine.
Working on that right about now.
Oh,
the
good.
Next
okay.
show will have sound effects.
Mr.
We'll have,
Bundy, move your buddy.
Yes. This is what's happening. Right now I have him mixing up pina coladas. So that's what I'm sipping on right now, guys. So I hope you guys have something cool to drink.
Oh,
you know, the
right
one thing
right
about
now,
my brothers is that I just make them do things. You know, like, please, I'm hot. Can you make me, I'm, you know, about to go in with Dr. Sue.
Oh, come
I need,
on now.
I need
now
a pina
you're
colada.
Getting it. Now you're doing it. This is what mm-hmm. we do. You're becoming a dom. This is what we do. You don't get up and make your own drink. No, it's bitch, please. Go get it. Now you're getting it. See, I told you. Slowly coming over to
slowly
the dark side.
That's all right. That's all right.
Very,
I'm hoping this next
slowly.
Photo shoot coming up, you know, that they have me in something like that. Because I told them. I said, I think I want to do like a Dr. Sue theme.
Well, like, tell us about the photo shoots. What are you doing the photo shoots for? I'm curious about that. I'm the inquiring
Well, the photo
mind.
Shoots is basically for promotional purposes, you know, because
okay.
you'll get tired of seeing the same pictures. And I just don't like when people have, like, pictures with them in the bathroom up on AVIs
what?
And, you know, like, you can
Who
see their bathroom and their towels
in
the background.
Bathroom?
I mean, I guess the lighting is different in the bathroom. I don't know, but
what?
A ton of people do. A ton of people do this. A ton of people do this. You know, and my whole thing
Take
is like, you know,
in the bathroom.
Yeah, you have to represent yourself. If you're going to say like, hey, and people's tweeting, I'm a CEO and I'm a whatever, and like, hire me as your social media, whatever. Could you please put up a decent picture or logo or do something? You know what I mean? Like, really. So my whole thing is if I'm going to talk about certain things that I dislike and it turns me on that bad, then I need to do something for myself. Right. And that's like have great pictures. So basically, the two photo shoots that I have coming up for this month are basically just for promotional purposes, for the interview
so just
show.
For promoting the show.
For promoting the show, for promoting
sure.
myself, Mm-hmm. And, you know, things of that nature. So going forward, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do one, like, at least once a month so people get bored with seeing the same pictures. I know I do. I get bored with the same logos. I mean, I'm not creative, but I thank God I know people that are. Dr. Sue. I mean...
Well, that was casual.
And I love the Mood Setters logo, guys, by the way. I put it up on
Instagram
today.
It's so relaxing looking.
Yes. So many people like that.
So tell everybody about Mood Setters.
Well, Mood Setters is basically, you know, a business that I started with all-natural bath and body products that I make myself. Excuse me. And you can customize your own bar to your specifications. There's no chemicals. There's nothing. I only use organic and all-natural ingredients. And most of the time, a lot of the things that, you know, you guys have in your cabinets or your fridge and you don't even know, like, the benefits that it have not only inside but outside of your body, too. So my thing is people worry about how much fat is in something and how much calories they're going to gain. Excuse me, and how they're going to work things out. But then no one ever worries about what they put in their skin, what they put in, wash their hair with, none of that stuff. It's just, oh, this is on sale. Let me pick it up and use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
You know, so that's my whole thing. Like, start investing not only in, you know, what you eat, but what you also use on your skin, because that's important, because you only get one layer. Once you tear it up, it's over. You can go skin graft it all you want and laser it.
No, that's very true. And it's the biggest organ on your body or in your body or all over your body. No, it is. It's the human body's biggest organ.
It's true. It's really true. So tell people that don't know about the Dr. Sue Review about that.
No, I want them. I want you to tell them about my new stink.
Oh.
You created a stink for me.
I did. Guys, just to let you guys know, Dr. Sue has her own bar of soap with Mood Setters. It's called Misbehaving because she likes to misbehave all the time. And those who know Dr. Sue know that she does. You guys just heard a prime example when Mindy called in about, you know, her whole little joke and how Doc loved it so much. Misbehaving, okay? Misbehaving. So, you know, if you guys are interested in that bar, you definitely can give me a holler and let me know, and I'll send you your bar. Or you can
customize
your own.
And tell them what it smells like, because I can't describe it. It even has a little undertone of pineapple for some reason. I picked that up.
Yeah,
it's really
a little mixture of Kama Sutra, because Kama Sutra, as
Kama
you guys
Sutra,
know,
baby,
is all like something sexy. And you just have some Kama Sutra essential oils in there. It has a little bit of fruit. It has a little bit of coconut. It's a little blend of, you know.
You went with the beach theme. I'm liking that. That's so me.
Yeah, but it still has like a light, perfumey
so
fragrance to it as well.
So
it's not overwhelmingly.
So you all have to pick up a bar of my soap so you can all stink like me. And we'll have a misbehaving stinky army. And we'll be the best-smelling stinky army out there.
Yeah, and for all those that, you know, are the doms, you can definitely, you know, beat them up with that bar of soap.
Oh, no, you wash their mouth out. You wash their mouth out with it. You give them enemas. Come on, you got to get more creative than that.
I'm going to spit this stuff out of my mouth, but you definitely want to give them enemas with the soap.
Well, no, you can't really do it with the soap itself, but you could get the soap in the... Never mind.
I don't know why that tickled me so much. I loved it. I really did. I loved that whole moment right there. Thanks for sharing that with me. I love, love.
Oh, my God. This show's getting out of hand, man.
Well,
what's
it
going
is.
On in
it
the chat room? What are you guys doing in the chat room? Everyone's
I have
talking.
No idea what's going on in the chat room, but I have one question that someone wanted me to ask, and I have
to
ask it. Does masturbating change your feeling towards your mate, essentially?
Absolutely
because,
not.
Absolutely not, because she's feeling like it is. Like
oh, because
she's more
her mate is masturbating a lot?
No, that she's masturbating a lot.
Oh, and she thinks it's changing how she feels about the person?
With her mate, mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So she's probably really liking herself more.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, I need to talk to Dr. Sue. I said, Corley, no, I can't ask her this question.
Okay. Honestly, could be a situation where she's satisfying herself more, explores her body more, and knows what she likes, as that's the whole point of masturbation. I mean, you know, you got to find out what you like and what you don't like. But if you don't convey that to the mate, well, how can they then do what you enjoy? I'm wondering if it's a miscommunication again where, you know, she's really good at pleasuring herself but not very good at saying to her mate, well, you know, this is what I enjoy, this is really good. So maybe that's the reason why it's pulling her attention away. Mm-hmm. In other words, the sex with her mate sucks by comparison mm-hmm. to the sex with herself.
Right.
So therefore, if, you know, but if you don't go to your mate and straighten that out, well, then, yeah, now you got a problem.
Right.
But that's, so my point is, to me, that feels like a communication thing, where it's like, okay, she's masturbating, she's having fun, she gets her body totally, and then isn't conveying what she enjoys to her mate.
Right, because my whole thing is, like, how could, at the end of the day, in my opinion, is okay, you touch yourself, fine, but
right.
it's nothing like having, like, a human interaction, in my opinion.
It isn't, because the thing is, and it never will be, it's because you already know, your brain already knows where it's going to put your hand, whereas with someone else, you don't know what they're going to do, and that's what heightens the senses. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like, how can you replace anybody?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think in this case that that's what it is it's a miscommunication of the fact that, you know, I'm enjoying this, I enjoy that, but when we have sex, it blows chunks, and I personally would rather have sex with myself.
Right, exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I think you're totally right, and I mean, that's what I was saying too, but of course, she wanted to hear it from the doc herself, so there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I don't think it's something where masturbation causes you to do something. I think it's just, you know, you enjoy yourself because you know yourself. Well, imagine if you could tell your partner everything that you do to yourself that feels good and have them do it, because now you don't have to think. You just lie back and feel. Big difference.
Exactly.
But she's actually missing out. If she doesn't communicate
mm-hmm.
it, she's missing out. And that's
yeah, and
why
that's,
she's kind of going, well, I like mm-hmm. myself better.
Mm-hmm. And I think in some regards, some people, and I may be wrong and anyone can chime in on this, that some people just honestly just prefer being by themselves intimately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, even if a
there
person
are.
Is there, they're not there. But just for the sake of having a relationship or saying you're in a relationship or being, you know, contributing to that part, so you're not the ones, you're not being told that you're not doing your job in the relationship, you give it up, but you're definitely not in tune enough with them to make it enjoyable. So
right.
you hit yourself off.
Yeah,
which I'm not mad about any of that. Mm-hmm.
To be less than nice, she's doing this to herself in many ways. Like she's creating this ridge. Not because she's masturbating, but because she's not telling someone how she wants to feel. So the masturbation
right.
isn't the issue. It's communication is the issue.
Mhm. Mhm. And it could be even deeper than that. So, you know, I told her, like, hey, listen. And she's like, well, you're not Dr. Sue. And I'm like, well, you know what? No.
And you know what? I'm glad about that.
No, heck no. Please, I love Dr. Sue. Please. Yeah, I'll fight somebody, pull a Vaseline out, get all ethnic on them. Like, don't do it.
Get
don't
all
say
ethnic
nothing about my doc. Okay.
You're going to go get a mini AK?
I've got to go get an AK, get some gasoline, with you know, you bust the windows out
one.
The car. Huh?
You said it was a mini AK.
I've never
What's
even
a mini
heard of
AK?
That.
I thought you was in either an AK or it wasn't.
I didn't even know what was happening right there, but I just let it be because, you know, I don't know everything. You know, that's the whole point of the show, like, to get in tune. So I was just trying to get in tune to the whole, like, baby AK gasoline on the steps and just the whole thing. I didn't even
well,
know. And I'm
know
like,
it's going to come out of Hollow's mouth. I will give
right,
you that.
You
just
don't
know.
And I said that to him when he was on, like, I just don't know what to expect. There's always something. And then the fact that you were able to outstand all this and you called him a cat was, like, amazing to me. That was brilliant because I was so shocked by it all that I couldn't even think outside that whole box of
a
saying
cat.
A cat.
Are you kidding? Oh, yeah, because you got caught up in all the drama. Now, you got to pull out of the drama. into the drama. You got to stand back from the drama and observe, just like Holly's doing.
I did. You know, he breaking
said he was
the VCR. Yeah, it was a lot going on. You know, he has a
colorful life. Holy cow.
We have a
I don't know. I couldn't. I'd be like a literal cat on a hot tin roof. I mean, how do you know someone's not trying to cap your ass just going to the store? I mean, holy.
Okay, your baby mama and then this was a sister or whatever.
And gasoline
like, hey.
Flying downstairs and matches
okay.
hovering over it. Oh, good Lord. That makes
the
a
next
good
thing,
movie.
Exactly. The next thing Han you know is
film
some...
crew. That's
oh.
what he needs.
He needs a reality
he
show.
He needs his own reality show.
Definitely look into that, Hollow. Definitely look into that because
get
that would
your
be
own
a good
reality
look
show.
For him. For real. He has the personality to do it, you know, and people would just, like, look at it because it's just so unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it, and I don't even watch television. Like, this would happen. I would make
but
sure that my...
That's the thing
my...
is, though, life mm-hmm. really is, you know, truth is stranger than fair fiction. And yeah. What is it? Truth is stranger
yeah.
than fiction. That's it.
It's
because
true.
You would, people would go, oh, you, this didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. If you were watching it on TV, they would be just like, oh, that can't even be.
Right.
Because it just seems unbelievable. Like, there's just no way that this guy is just going to keep going through this and through this and through this and through this. And it's like, holy cow.
Yeah, but I was cracking up about the chat room, though. Not to, I'm going to leave you alone, Hollow. I'm not going to keep tripping off of this. But it was just so funny because... You know, people were saying, like, what, and a pimp, and, you know, and I just...
you see,
and
some
I
of these people haven't been privy to Holla before, that's why.
Right, that's and it's all awesome, though, because you know what?
I know.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. No one's right, no one's
damn
wrong.
Right.
Okay, for real. So definitely I'm going to just kind of tweet him that. Get a reality show. Get a reality show ASAP. I'm tuning in. And I will even have him back on the show to talk about that because that may be some ratings. Because, you know, people like nonsense.
Oh, totally.
And not to say his life is nonsense, but people like stuff like that.
Oh, they want the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the drama. That's why reality TV is what it is.
Definitely.
Speaking
definitely
of which, I have a question.
Sure.
Why do females strip or masturbate on camera sites?
Why do you think, Doc?
Okay, well,
I think
of
if
all,
I was to do it, I would think it because of the attention of it. Like, it's daring.
Right? So you,
I mean,
first of all, if you have a slight exhibitionist side in you, that's going to feed that, obviously. Now you got
mm-hmm.
an audience.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's where that's coming from. However, it depends on the situation.
Mm.
Because some of the girls are going on websites and they're not stripping. And they're not masturbating. They show very little skin, as a matter of fact. So it just depends on the situation. So why are the girls doing it? Why do females strip or masturbate? Here's the number one answer to that. Are we ready? We need a drum roll. Mr. Bundy, we need a
we
drum roll.
Okay.
Okay. Money. That's the number one reason. And it doesn't matter whether you are naked, whether you are clothed. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're doing it for the money, honey. Because there's good money in that. That's why.
Dad,
and
I'm
if you are proud,
profession.
I always say to people, they go, oh, well, what would you do if it was your daughter? Well, first of all, my daughter is a pinup artist. She does not pose nude because that's a female supremacy thing on my part.
Mm-hmm.
But she, you know, she grew up around the porn industry. I mean, I had the store that I had. She grew up in that store. So,
mm-hmm.
she, you know, everyone was like, oh, I remember when she was in high school, people would say to me, oh, she's just going to end up in porn. Why? Because she sees porn videos. Like, we're not running them at the store. She sees the fronts of the DVDs. She doesn't give a crap.
Right.
My kid is so incredibly sexually relaxed. We have the best relationship ever.
Right.
Because we can talk about anything because she wasn't sheltered from it. But she's had friends come to me and say, well, you know, I'm thinking about maybe getting into stripping. This is what I say to you. If you can keep your nose out of the drugs and out of the negative part of it as far as stripping is concerned, because there is a very nasty underbelly in it, and if you've got the body, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? It means, seriously, if I had a nice, tight 20-year-old body right now,
mm-hmm.
I'd shake my moneymaker. Why not?
I'm telling you. I'm thinking about doing it tonight.
Go on cam, baby. Make some do-re-mi. Let them see those precious parts.
Oh. I don't see nothing wrong with it, honestly. I have no qualms with anyone who loves to do that because I just think it's sexy. I think it's
Why
sexy,
not?
And you're just
exactly.
getting paid to be
it's
sexy.
It's an enticing thing. What you're doing is you're seducing. You're enticing. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, yes, some places you can go in the back and you can do, you know, sex acts with the stripper. Not all strippers
mm-hmm.
participate in that. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody does their own thing, but... You know, you got the body. I don't care if you're hooking. I don't care if you're preferably an escort. I think you should be an escort over a street corner hooker, please. Stay away from, don't do drugs. Even, okay, never mind. But don't do drugs.
Don't do them.
Well, because those are the ones that end up on the street corners. I'm saying if
no,
you are going to get paid to have sex, put yourself out there as the best, most expensive escort there is. And give them nothing but diamonds and faux furs and whatever.
Definitely. I agree.
Why not?
Why
would you stand on a street corner for $30 from some skeezy construction worker who hasn't showered in 3 days? That's fun. No, it's all got to do with money, 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 money.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And don't get me wrong, guys. Like, I have nothing against anything that people choose to do with their lives, but I agree with Doc 100%. There are so many different outlets of making money, and
mm-hmm.
if you're going to go into that whole, you know, avenue of making
sex,
money.
There's big money in sex, no matter what way you try and slice it
right,
and dice it.
Right. Just don't, you know, belittle yourself.
No,
you have
God,
value.
No.
Yeah,
I personally don't think showing your bits on cam is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only because, to me, that's a female supremacist thing. It's like, why would I do that for you to look at? Because, and the other thing is I feel like Patty's prancing ponies, like you're performing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that bugs me about it. I don't know. It just, cam to me rubs me the wrong way because it just seems, like you said, to me it's lowering yourself if you're doing the whole, oh, masturbation and, you know, come fuck me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the girls aren't, but I'm just saying, like, if it's one of those, that to me, I think you can, well, then, I know. I'm just thinking, at the same time, it's not like you're touching them.
Right.
So really, you're still not lowering yourself, I guess. I'm going to remove myself from the conversation because now I'm confusing myself. I don't know where I stand on this now.
Like, I'm going to digress. I'm going to digress. It's so nice.
Yes, Lady Twinkles, I digress.
Right, so, I'm a digress.
And I'm digressing as we speak.
Right. No, but it's cool, though. But I understand what you're trying to say. Definitely get it
100%. Like, it's kind of like
mm-hmm.
I don't think women should do it in the sense of lowering yourself to do it like the street cornery kind of thing. Because
mm-hmm.
usually the chicks that are on the street corners are the ones that are hooked on drugs and everything else. And so they're out there panhandling, whereas an escort picks and chooses who she's going to do anything with. She's not going to pick absolutely everybody. She's only going to have high-end clients. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems, I don't know, it's classier.
Yeah, and then a lot
of
them, too, they pay taxes. They actually
pay
taxes.
I pay taxes.
Yeah.
Everybody in that chat room pays taxes. All
they pay taxes
pay
on
taxes.
It all. Like,
yeah.
whatever client they have, if it's $3,000, there's some taxes coming out of that. But it's
damn
all
right.
good. They're still coming home with a chunk for one little visit, so it's okay.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at none of that at all.
Makes the world go
around. Go get them, girls. Go get them. No.
Exactly. Go, yeah. Make as much as you can from every single person you can.
Okay.
But
and
be
if
nice.
Any, is
nice.
Right. Any escorts out there that want to come on and talk to Dr. Sue and I?
Oh,
and
big
definitely,
time. I haven't
you know,
talked to escorts in so long. Yes, I would love to have a chat with some of the escorts out there.
Yeah, and I'm going to start tweeting that because
I learned
definitely
a
want
lot,
to talk to a few. Really?
A lot from escorts in the 80s.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and the '80s would have been like the perfect time because I think that's
it was. It was before. It was back when you were still swiping credit cards. It was brilliant. You didn't. You know, it was great for them. It really, really was. And I knew a bunch of them. And I'm talking high end, the ones that are just screwing the high end judges and the lawyers and,
right,
you know, the high end businessmen, and they're making exorbitant amounts of money.
I think
most of them were retired by 30.
Exactly.
But I mean,
and
retired
I
with
it.
A huge sum of cash.
Exactly. And I respect it all. And the reason why I respect it all, for the record, is because it's a strong woman doing what she has to do to live. Period. And they want to call us B-I-T-C-H's. But I said, you know what? I don't get offended by that word because of the simple fact that it's a female dog. And if you really look at a female dog, she's going out for what's hers. She's a survivor. I've seen dogs walking up and down the street, and they survive. And they survive longer than the crackheads and longer than the people that's out here that think they're healthy or doing whatever. So if you want to call me a B-I-T-C-H, then please do so because I'm strong and I'm determined, okay? So I'll take that with pride.
So get out of her way, damn it.
Get out of it so I bite your leg
off.
Right.
No. I'm going, oh, man. Did you just say bite your dick off? Lord have mercy.
Say that.
You have crossed over to
God.
The get this
you got me over here turning red.
Brownie.
I did not say that, guys. I have to sing it.
That's what it sounded like. I thought you said bite their dick off. I was holy.
I said bite
you really
leg.
Have gone to the dom side.
Imagine. Oh, my God. That would be way too much for me. Like, I'm not against anything, but that
no,
right there.
No, that would be downright nasty when you really think about it. It's just, even a knife, I don't care what you do. That's just because you got to saw and hack. And
right, you just got to keep going at it. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that. I'm like, no, no, why? Don't make me angry. No, why? Don't make me do this. No. You know, flipping it up every 2 seconds. Definitely. So, again, the show is – I had fun. I'm sorry. We probably didn't stay on the topic as much.
Yeah, we don't care if anyone else had fun, but we were having fun.
I definitely did. And I want Dr. Sue to, you know, tell us what the topic is going to be at since you were talking about penises.
We are talking penises
on your show.
This coming Tuesday, we are talking penises. And I want women to call in and back me up on the size issue.
Right, the size
I
really
want
matter.
You guys to admit the fact that the 4-inch penis doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. What does it?
Because there's a lot of women out there that go, well, it's okay, he's a nice guy.
But, did you do the voice?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Love it. He's a nice guy, but he's not hitting no corners, tearing nothing down.
No, but that's okay. There's less for Miss P to bite off.
Okay, it's less. It's less work for me. I want to be in and out, guys. In and out. 4 is good. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't know what the hell. But, yeah, definitely tune into that show on Tuesday because it's going to be fun, and I want to hear it.
Yeah, we're going to talk like penis health. We're going to talk penis size. We're going to talk, you know, there's people who enjoy small penis humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hopefully talk to some of them. I have things that people have written in that they would like to discuss about their own penises, and they're too shy to do it, so I'm going to read it for them.
Right.
It's
That's going to
be
an awesome
be a penis
show.
Fest. And remember, the
awesome
show says the pee-pee show only because Blog Talk wouldn't let me use the word penis.
Wow, and penis is humbled.
Penis is like, it's a medical term. I mean, I don't get what the deal was.
Right.
I didn't use cock. I mean, it's
right. Holy. Like, you didn't say, you know, that other word, so... I don't know, but
don't
we had to stick to the rules. So everyone
so
knows what a
pee-pee is. It sounds
is.
Very cute and very, actually, it sounds really retarded, but whatever, that's the reason why. Even all the
that's
all the keywords are all pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put penis for even the keywords.
What?
Yeah, like someone's going to search for pee-pee.
You never know, though. It might be R. Kelly.
True.
I'm just kidding.
Very
I'm just
true.
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding. That was a low blow.
Especially my
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because some people like that. Some people
that's
do,
true.
You know. So we can't, you know, whatever it comes up in, as long as it comes up, that's all we want to do, for real.
That's right.
Is have it come up on the ass calculator. ass. I said it again, guys. Ass.
She said ass. Oh, my God.
And yes, ass. Okay, get used to it on this conversation, because the next one I'm going to be back to spelling. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Doctor, so you didn't finish giving them your information.
Okay. You have no idea what I was just about to say, and you don't want it. So, all right. You want to talk to me? Get over to my website, the Dr. Sue Review. Doctor in this case is Dr. The Dr. Dr. Sue Review.com. You can hit up all my articles. You can learn something. You can send me suggestions on what you want to talk about. Not a problem. Twitter, at Dr. Sue, only in this case, it's D-O-C-T-O-R. So, at Dr. Sue at Twitter. I'm on Facebook at the Dr. Sue Review, and the pièce de résistance, the show is In Bed with Dr. Sue every other Tuesday. This Tuesday, as we just said, it's all about your pee-pee.
Yay. I love it. And I swear to God, out of my bed and I get a migraine or nothing, because if I'm not in tune, somebody better kill me on freaking Wednesday. Seriously.
And everybody, please, if you are listening, because I know there's a lot of you little listeners out there that don't come into the chat room and you don't call us, we want you guys to email us your questions, because we know you're very shy. And I'm more than happy to answer anything. Okay? It doesn't matter what it is. If I don't know the answer, I will find the answer. So ask me anything. Relationships, love, sex, confessions. We love confessions.
And we
and
love
of course,
drama too.
Shock it off. Yeah, well, we want the drama. Give me all your juicy stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So thank you guys for being so amazing and totally staying in tune, as well as being in bed with Dr. Sue. It means a lot to me to know that you guys take the time to listen in, even when we're not talking about nothing that we're supposed to be talking about. It's an amazing thing. It makes me feel warm and, you know, cuddly inside.
You're just
yeah,
so fuzzy.
I just want to cuddle everybody, but I don't know if that's allowed with all of the
Well, I think
the,
we
the
should shout out to everybody in the chat room.
Yeah,
have,
please do. That's what was my next
we
step.
We have
but please do
Dawn,
it
who
mm-hmm.
who Ms. P affectionately calls Foot. We have Phoenix. Hi, Phoenix. We have Sheila. Thank you for tuning in, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Madam Devilish. But we also have a guest who doesn't have a name. So guest 12734, who I think might still be my living room. Hi, living room. So thank you, everybody, for coming into the chat room and tuning in, because we love you for doing this. Hit me up with questions, man. That's what I'm here for.
Definitely, and definitely be in tune on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern with In Bed with Dr. Sue. We're talking about pee-pees.
Mm-hmm.
Sizes. Does size matter? Yes or no? And we all have an input on this, you know, whether you have
I want everyone's input. I want to see different views on this. So
definitely. Because I even have something to say, and, you know, that's a shocker. But I do. And I'm going to call in with
and
it.
You
so.
Spell every part. I mean it. I don't want any swearing. I'm serious.
I'm going to spell everything that I have to say, every word in that sentence. We're going to make this a 3-hour show after I'm done. Spelling out everything I have to say. It's going to be a 3-hour
That's
show.
Right.
So yeah,
and by the way, if anyone wants to talk to Sheila or Dawn or anybody that was in here before, you can do so on Twitter. But you can also hit up, especially Sheila and Dawn, on Greedy Sissies, because they're Greedy Sissies. Did you know that?
Yay! I didn't know that.
They're very greedy. They take phone sex
they
calls. They're whores.
I love
nasty
that.
Little
I had
hobby.
A call. I need the info.
Don't forget you're
call
calling
in.
Sissies.
Okay, that's okay. I'll call Sissy.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with calling
Sissies.
I love them.
You should come up with a Sissy fragrance.
I would. You know, because I love Sheila, love, 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 and I do
Sheila's
love, you know,
best.
But too.
Sheila and Dawn both. Sheila and Dawn, and then Muffy, too, are some of the best supporters, just
yes.
like Phoenix,
yes,
best
Phoenix.
Supporters of this show, plus Madam Devilish hasn't missed one yet.
Yes. Awesome. Love you.
And look up Madam Devilish online, guys, because she's online, too. She's got her own website.
Yes,
anytime I
definitely.
Say just hit up Madam Devilish. Doesn't matter who it is. Just punch it into Google. You will find all these lovely ladies.
Yeah,
Mistress
definitely.
Mindy, all of them.
definitely. And also, guys, just to let you guys know, for those that are in the chat room right now, and Dr. Sue is just gaining on this as well, that I did order some certificates of being amazing supporters. So I definitely have those.
You guys are going to get certificates.
You're going to get certificates for being amazing supporters for
And
the,
I'm coming up with a whole bunch of designs, and we are going to... Hello, Miss B, by the way. Miss B just joined us in the chat room.
Miss
B is another amazing Dom, and she is actually the Dom to Don.
Oh, wow. Yes, this is a lot.
She is owned by Mistress B.
Yay.
So you can hit Mistress B up, too.
Definitely. Mistress
everybody
B, thank you
hit
so
everybody
much.
Up. Support everyone else.
Yeah, I'm about to follow everybody. If I'm not following you, it's about to all happen right now. You don't
Damn
have to beat
right.
me into submission. It's about to happen.
Oh,
so,
look,
again,
I'm so happy she's there. Miss B just got back from her honeymoon. I forgot about that.
Oh, congratulations.
Like, literally.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
So, if you guys randomly see me hitting you guys up to ask you where can I mail your certificate to, it's a P.O. box, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm not trying to come over and visit unless you invite me. I'm not a stalker and I'm not crazy, okay?
Oh, yeah. You got it.
So definitely when I hit you up and ask what that info is, it's going to be it's not going to be literally signed by Dr. Sue because I'm not next to her.
Well, you could
but it's definitely going
to
have her. You want me to
send
them
me a whole pile of
them
and I'll sign them. I will even
definitely.
Kiss them.
That
the
would
boys
be
are
awesome.
Like that.
That would be awesome. So I'm going to ship those out to you on Monday then, actually.
Okay, sure.
Them
and I'll send
them
back.
To me.
No big deal. Then we
definitely,
got them
so done. Dr. Sue officially
so
said
nicer.
She'll sign them. Yay. And then
that's
I'll start
the,
sending them out to everyone.
No, not electronic signature. That sucks. I want really stuff. Really, really
right,
stuff.
Right. Have a part of it. Like my blood. I'm excited in blood. So be so
okay, and that's not
that.
Disturbing at all, just so you know. That's perfectly fine. She spells swear words, but she signs her name in her own blood. And they
you
say,
know,
I'm nuts.
I can't take it at all. But thank you guys again for everything. And we'll definitely get those out to you in the next 2 weeks or so, depending on the time frame of getting
them. Yeah, I've got a contest coming
back.
Up, by the way.
Yeah, what is that? Tell us.
That contest that's coming up, which I'm just getting all loaded into the website so that everybody has somewhere to go, this is a win-win-win for everybody. I am going to be creating Dr. Sue's Pet of the Month. Aww. And it means that the Doms are going to get in touch with me and nominate if they have a really good submissive who's been a really good boy or girl and they've done something extra special, then I am going to announce that, and they're actually going to win stuff.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But it's cool because
it.
The Dom gets to promote herself. The sub gets to promote himself. It's just, it's so nice.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing, and I love the support. And, you know, I love you, Dr. Sue, and I love all you babies for, like, constantly being supportive and taking time out of your, you know, evenings.
Especially Madam Devlish,
us.
Who, by the way, is in the U.K.,
yes, definitely, because I saw that tonight. I didn't realize that, but
that's
I definitely...
4 a.m., dude.
Wow! The first one goes out to her. Like, the first,
yeah.
the first certificate goes out to her. I mean, 4 a.m. in the morning? Like, seriously, though? You know what I'm doing? Hitting snooze on my alarm clock. Like, really? Really?
Oh, please.
And then wait till 4:30
to get
up.
I don't even begin to open my peepers. I'm up at 7 or 8 to feed the dogs, but I literally go back to bed. I can't do it. Mornings and I don't get along.
I'm up and I'm at it.
I know because you are like scary. You're just like this little chipmunk that runs around and she wakes up and she's all furry and bushy and scatters around and spreads joy everywhere she goes.
Aw, you're so awesome. So much love to all you guys again. You know, Phoenix, too. She made us a...
Phoenix is amazing.
A,
again, Phoenix always supporting everyone. Who is your assistant, by the way? Is Phoenix your assistant?
No, Phoenix isn't. She
oh,
her name is
she
Candace,
was.
And she's actually going to start next week, so you will be meeting her. I'll tweet her. Once we come up with the numbers with the, you know, how much money per hour thing, we're
oh
working
my,
on that right now.
Well, honestly...
Mm-hmm.
How cool is it that you have evolved to having a PA? Are you pretty soon you're going to have a PUA, which is a personal umbrella holder.
Good.
You're going to have some bitch running around behind you with an umbrella. I love that. And that bitch could be either male or female. Don't matter what it is. You just have someone running around keeping your little head dry.
Oh, something. Something needs to happen.
I'm telling you. You're right.
Seriously.
You're getting a PA. Think about it.
Yay. I'm gonna have me a son of a bitch running behind me.
See, look at the Dom things coming out, and you, oh, psh, I feel sorry for Candace. Rethink this. Get out while you can.
Okay, I know, right? If you tuned in and you just want to gain on the show, like, definitely don't work for me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So thank you, guys. I'm getting out of here so I can get some more pina colada. And,
send me one.
Thank you guys so much. I have some orders of to work on for soaps that need to go out in the morning.
Yay!
So I'm definitely going to get on
order
that.
Order my
Yay!
Soap. Stink like the dock.
Yes, smell like the dock. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you guys. Thank you for everything. And I appreciate you all. Have a good evening. Thank you so much, Dr. Sue, for being so awesome.
Thank you.
The song that we're going to
leave. Thank you, everybody.
On.
Thank you for tuning in.
That's right. And the song that we're leaving on tonight is called Toy, and it's written by Phoenix and sung by Jacquel Holiday. Enjoy, guys. Have a good night. Bye, Doc.
Bye.
I want a big toy. You can wind me up.
Ripple.